Have you ever been lost in private thought, to then have the moment shattered by the piercing question, "Hey, what are you thinking right now?" It can feel so invading, as if that special someone is trying to eavesdrop on the silent conversation in your mind. It's impossible to capture and summarize your self-talk at that moment, isn't it? Besides, are we ever completely honest with our answer to that probing question? Well, this meditation from Psalm chapter 19 is a reflection on our inner speech, our secret musings and private thoughts that are known only to us, well, known to us and God. Is your private self-talk pleasing to Him? Well, whether resting in the revealing light of morning or the privacy of evening shade, begin your meditation by surrendering your thoughts to this time of not-so-private reflection in the presence of Father, Son, and Spirit. Allow your eyes to move from open to now closed with no effort, and begin to be aware of your inner speech, the speed that it runs, the randomness, and how often it may be in conflict with what pleases God. I realize this may be difficult, but for now, continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from Psalm chapter 147. As I lead us, respond simply, "Lord God, may my thoughts please you." May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. God does not delight in the strength and military power of the horse. But Lord God, may my thoughts delight and please you. Nor does God take pleasure in the legs and strength of a man. But Lord God, may my thoughts please you. You, Lord, favor those who fear and worship you with awe-inspired reverence and obedience. So Lord God, may my thoughts favor you. May my thoughts please you. The Lord favors those who wait for His mercy and loving kindness. So, Lord God, may those thoughts please you now. Continue on for a moment by moving deeper into the divine presence, watching your thoughts twist and turn. Don't be afraid of your wandering thoughts. The Lord is here. The Spirit is with you. You are safe. Note your thoughts racing around your mind right now. What themes do you recognize? Well, take a moment to note which topics seem to be the most common. Without giving attention to the detail of any single thought, watch them rise like balloons in your mind, and just let them drift away. Feel no judgment as you note your thoughts. Certainly feel no condemnation. You are safe here in the presence of your gracious Creator God. Without effort, allow the Holy Spirit to begin taking your thoughts captive now. Note any sensations of conflict as you fight between your thoughts and those of God. With little effort, begin to move your center from cringe-worthy reflections to thoughts pleasing to God. Center on the peace found in floating along on thoughts delightful and pleasant to God. Center too on your breathing. Be mindful of each full and deep breath you take. Each tummy breath filling you with delight. Each breath in centering your thoughts. And each breath out, releasing all that is unpleasant or harsh or bitter. Be mindful of each full and centering breath. Once again, private, grim thoughts may still float up to the surface, but not to worry. I give you permission for those. But don't focus on them. Allow those thoughts to drift easily up and away. Practice the spiritual exercise of letting distractions center you back on what pleases God. Center on your breathing and whisper the sacred words, Lord God, may my thoughts delight and please you. Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of three divine readings from Scripture. This passage is a song written by King David to help his thoughts center on the mighty works and good word of God. Imagine them as David's reminder to you now, too. Listen to this passage from Psalm chapter 19, verse 14, from the New King James Version. My dear friend, I know your thoughts can run wild, but center on letting the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be acceptable in the sight of God. Let your thoughts be pleasing to God, the Lord your God, your strength and Redeemer. What did the Holy Spirit speak to you? Well, listen once more as your thoughts settle and center on the works and words of God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. For this next minute, reflect on this scripture passage and think deep thoughts, divine thoughts of God. Breathe and center if your mind wanders. Lord God, may my thoughts delight and please you. once more, but now move into the emotional heart of the passage. Feel deep feelings as you listen to this wider passage from the New Living Translation. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults, and keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words then of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what divine thoughts and emotions did you experience in this second reading? Take this minute to express your intimate self to God in your own personal way, with your own centered thoughts of His divine way. Once more, breathe and whisper, Lord God, may my thoughts delight and please you. In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Version, reflect on the passage now as a mindful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Father in heaven, please keep me, your servant, away from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. May my thoughts always be pleasing to you. I pray and plead for this in your glorious name. Amen. Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Simply rest here in the presence of God and idle your thoughts. Just enjoy God and settle into the tenderness of His pleasing way. It takes the same amount of time and energy to imagine bad thoughts as it does good thoughts. So continue to rest here in imaginative contemplation, thinking good thoughts. In fact, I want you to imagine yourself sitting on a bench on the side of a road, watching people and cars pass by. Keep your eyes ahead. Pay no attention to the individual cars or people. Note them passing by, but give little attention to their detail. Now, imagine Christ standing on the other side of the street. See His smile. See His eyes. See Him waving at you. In fact, smile at Him and wave back. Just then, you forgot the cars and people passing by between you, didn't you? Well, continue practicing this spiritual exercise. Take this minute to see through the distractions as you center on God. Take this minute to keep your eyes on Christ. Your thoughts centering on Him is what pleases Him most. As you rest here a bit longer, be mindful of moments your racing mind distracts you from God's way. In those moments, breathe and center your thoughts back on Him. And be aware, too, of others you pass on the way that are distracted by the noise of the world. Who do you know that is exhausted by their own hectic life? How might God use you to help them center their thoughts on those most pleasing to God? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be acceptable in the sight of God. Let your thoughts be pleasing to God. The Lord your God, your strength and your Redeemer. May you know the smile of Jesus, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter what pleases God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this safe place as long as you can, encountering the peace of God and silently whispering, Lord God, may my thoughts delight and please you. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.